In session. Next case, please.
Case number 10,650, Matt R. Dotter, northeast of Road 275, west of Goldfinch Turn, being lot 90 within Summercrest Development, a variance from the front yard setback requirement for a through lot.
Name and address.
Matthew Robert Dotter of MR Designs Incorporated, 26342 Broadkill Road, Milton, Delaware.
You swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give should be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
I do.
Thank you.
Good evening.
Good evening, sir.
My name is, as you heard, Matthew Robert Dotter of MR Designs Incorporated. I am representing my clients who are out of state, actually, Mr. and Mrs. Gary and Jill Extract. They live at the address that we've actually applied the variance for. And the reason for applying for a variance for the screen porch and also the uncovered deck is because the way the lot sits right now, well, first of all, they purchased the home as it is. And the reason for the variance is because of the rear setback off of the back end, also the side. There isn't enough to have. There's enough room to have a proposed screen porch and an uncovered deck. That's feasible. That's actually usable. They currently actually have a what I call a cookie cutter. Set of steps and a 4x4 platform out the back, and that's it, which isn't really enough to have a chair or anything on it. If you're on Plantation Road, you can actually see it because Plantation Road's just about their backyard. They're about 50 feet actually off of Plantation Road. There's a 20-foot wide strip of right-of-way, and then there's a 15-foot wide landscaping easement and another 15 feet to the back corner of the house, which comes out to be about 50.3 feet off the road. And unfortunately, it is a through lot, so the front is actually, the house is set 30.4 feet off the front, 30.3 feet off the back, not leaving much room for anything at all. And they have a dining room off the back that has, like I said, the 4x4 platform with a set of stairs that comes off the back.
The lot hasn't been reduced in size, has it? It's always been as it is?
That's correct.
They've always had the 15-foot wide landscape easement and the 15 feet beyond that as part of their setback.
That's correct. I do have a larger plan if you need to look at it.
The house has been, you said they bought the house as is?
That's correct. The track home builder that's been through this area pretty much set it right to the setbacks, unfortunately. And there's two corners that are right on the setback. The side setback line at 10 feet on the southwestern side of the, or southeastern side of it, is 10 feet off. The clients originally wanted to square off with the side of the house, and I suggested instead of going for two variances, go for one variance, which was out just out the back, if they wanted to go for a variance at all. If they were to try to put anything on here without variances, it would actually equal only about 5 feet is all they can go out.
The property is currently being utilized. It's been developed in conformity with the current code, correct?
That's correct. They're weekend warriors for right now, and then they'll retire.
There's nothing that you can tell us that would allow you to meet that criteria for granting a variance, is there?
Just for the placement of the house onto the lot, you're unable to do really much to it as far as adding on.
But they knew that when they bought it, right?
Correct. Unfortunately, like most of the people in this development, they have the shiny ball syndrome. They see a nice house, they buy it, not look at the lot or the setbacks of the survey.
Shiny ball syndrome.
It looks pretty.
Never heard
then they
before.
Buy it and go.
Not bad when it's a $5 Christmas ornament, but it's a different story when you buy a house.
Plantations.
Unfortunately, and I blame the track home builder for all the houses along this whole area. In fact, this development are similar to this.
Was he with you?
Is there any other porches in there been built?
I'm sorry?
The first porch being in there being built like that?
That I don't know, honestly. All the houses along that road are actually pretty close to that same conforming area. So if they build something on there, it's going to be small. And as a fireman myself, I don't see any issues fire-wise on this at all. You've got front and rear also access.
Why wouldn't they build something on the side, the northwest side?
Bedrooms. There are bedrooms over there.
There's what over there?
Bedrooms.
Bedrooms on that side of the room, yeah, on the side of the house, yeah. Unfortunately, if the house was flipped, yeah, that would have been great. They would have easily had the option to do that. But with the dining room in the back and having a French door back there, it goes to a small small deck and 4 or 5 steps, and that's it. If this didn't have the roadway in the back, of course, then you would have no problems at all because the setbacks would be different. But being a 30-foot building restriction line, and slamming it right against the back of the house in the corner.
Well, they didn't just carve Plantation Road in there. It's been there.
Oh, yeah. I remember when this all was farming here, Idlewood Farm.
If this gets approved, the other one's pretty short in. If this gets approved.
I'm sorry?
If this gets approved, there's some more coming up.
Be setting a precedent, probably.
Yeah.
Yeah, would be.
All I said to the clients is I would be trying for it if they need to.
I'm sorry?
All I said was I would be trying for the clients if they wanted me to, so.
Right. Well, right.
And it is an unusual circumstance, the way the house is set, but.
Right. Okay. Okay. Are there further questions from members of the board? Mr. McCabe?
No, sir.
Mr. Workman?
No.
Mr. Hudson?
No.
Mr. Mills?
No.
Okay. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? You just sit down front. You can come up. Just state your name for the record, please.
Sandra Spence. I live about a mile and a half from there, so I'm very familiar with the property. And it's very unfortunate that people come here and buy these properties that are where the developers just put the maximum house they can on a lot. But that's the way it is.
Mm-hmm.
And I think you've already recognized that there seems to be no justification for this one. They bought it the way it is. It's unfortunate, but it's the way it is.
Thank you. Okay, hearing no other opposition, chair will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I make a motion we deny case number 10,650 as it doesn't meet the standards for granting a variance.
And do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
You have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Hudson that we deny case number 10,650 for the reasons it does not meet the standards for granting of a variance. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Case is denied.
Thank you.
Yes, indeed.
Case number 10,651.